Well, James thought of Abraham, but keep going. Look at Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Here's another powerful illustration. Moses is called the servant of the Lord the second most often of anybody in the Bible. In fact, you're going to find at the end of our time together this morning, Moses, even in the book of Revelation, is called Moses, a servant of God. Moses just is, his whole life was a servant to God. That's why the Lord said there's no one more meek. Meekness is a characteristic of a servant. Assertiveness is the spirit of our age. Meekness is what pleases God. But look at Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord God, this is right in the middle of Moses' seeking of the Lord. In 3:24, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or upon earth which can do such works and mighty acts? But he says, you have begun to show your what? Servant. What did Moses think of himself as? He thought of himself as God's servant. Do you know what it means to be a servant? It means you have a master, and it means that you want to do what they say. You want to please them. Your life's energies are focused on them. I was thinking about the song that we had this morning. The words of the song, I was thinking as it was being ministered to us, and I thought about, wow, that would really just solve all of our problems if we just wanted the Lord and to pour out our lives to Him. And in blessed servanthood to Him, pouring out our treasures to Him. Well, Moses was, so James thought about that. Look at David in 1 Samuel. So Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel. Keep going to the right. I usually do that so you don't get lost. Just keep turning the pages to the right. Act like you know what you're doing if you don't know the books of the Bible, and you'll keep coming till you get there. 1 Samuel 23, verse 10. The first time servants used is used of Abraham, and God calls Abraham a servant. The next most often occurrence of it is around the time of Moses, and Moses is called God's servant. And by the way, I didn't even tell you that Joshua calls him that six times in his book. He always refers to Moses as God's servant. But now David, in 1 Samuel 23:10, then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah and destroy the city for my sake. And on he goes. Is he going to do this? Will you show me your will? How do you like the way David approached God? God, I'm here, and I'm surrounded by danger, but I'm your servant. What do you want me to do? That's what we did this morning when we all stood before the Lord and prayed. We said, we're here at Tulsa Bible Church. We're your servants. We don't have any grandiose plans for anything other than your will, O God. Will you lead us? Will you show us? That's what David did. He says, Lord, I'm your servant. He says, what's going to happen? What do you want me to do? I want to do what you want me to do. And so we see when James was brought up, he was brought up that Abraham was God's servant, a man of faith. He was brought up that Moses was God's servant. He was meek and he followed God. That David was God's servant. His heart panted after God. Solomon refers to himself as God's servant all the way through 1 Kings. God calls other great Old Testament saints his servants. He said, Elijah is my servant, 1 Kings 18:36. 2 Kings 14, Jonah is my servant. Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 32, is my servant. Now, how about this one? Look at Job, just before the Psalms. Look at Job chapter 1. Now, the book of Job, probably, and I agree with some of the most ancient Bible teachers, say that Job was written by Moses when the children of Israel were suffering. And it was an inspired account of a man that lived probably a couple, at least, 1,000 years before Moses. He was very early. Probably Job lived before Abraham, way back. In fact, Job seems to see some of the melting of the ice from the glaciers that covered Europe. And so he talks about that in the book of Job. So Job is really close to the flood era. But look at chapter 1 of Job. As it says in verse 8, God's impression of him. And God is talking to Satan, who was accusing. Remember, Satan, that's his job. He accuses us, and he always is trying to get us in trouble. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Wouldn't you like it if God just said, have you thought about my servant and put your name in there? I mean, is that high on your list of desired accomplishments and things that are rewards in this life to be God's servant? For God, I mean, God, Job didn't prompt him. He didn't put in a request. He didn't make a donation and, you know, ask for a favor. He says, my servant, Job, there's no one like him on the earth. He is blameless. He's upright. He fears God. He turns away from evil. Now, it continues. If you look further on in this account, God talks about him in chapter 2, verse 5. Just next column, it says this. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said, no, 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 he won't. Why? Because he is my servant. And he talked to him. He says in verse 3, he says, even if you make him sick, the Lord said to Satan, if you look at him, there's no one like him, and he will hold fast at the end of verse 3, though you, verse 5, make him sick. You see, servants are not just fair weather friends. They serve God when they're sick, when they're well, when things are going well, when they're in tribulation. I like that. God called Job a servant. Well, that's what James thought about. James thought about God as his master, and he thought about himself as a servant. Now, what's interesting is, in the whole Bible, the word Christian is only used 3 times. We call ourselves Christians, and that's a good term for ourselves, but Christian is only used 3 times. Believer is only used 2 times in the whole Bible. Acts 5:14 and 1 Timothy 4:12. Born again is only used 3 times in the whole Bible. Born again. John 3:3, John 3:7, 1 Peter 1:23. Saved, 39 times. That's a big term. Converted, 12 times. Disciple is used 255 times, but that's because Jesus calls his disciples disciples. But in the book of Acts, it's only used about 20 times, disciple, as a term for a Christian. There's another term, followers of the way. That's how we're described in the book of Acts. And there's 18 times of that. But servant of God is used repeatedly, scores of times, Old and New Testament, to describe God's people that have entered from serving Satan, that have entered into his service from serving the world. And they have turned from that, and they have turned to serve God. In fact, that's what we're called in the end, in the book of Revelation, as we'll see in a minute. So, when James was writing James 1:1, and he says, I'm a servant of God, what was he thinking of? Well, he was thinking of the galaxy of those in the past, from the very beginning, that served God. And he thought of the Abraham and his faith. And he thought of Moses and his meekness. He thought of David and his panting after God.